Today on You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein, we're talking about, does loan type matter? The myths versus realities. Hello, everybody, and welcome to You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein. I am your host, Silas Lindenstein. Welcome to everybody, to old listeners and new. If you are new to the program, my name is Silas Lindenstein. I am a real estate agent with Skyline Properties out of Seattle, Washington. But hey, if you are not from Seattle, that's okay. This podcast is still for you. This podcast is all about educating and empowering home buyers all over the nation. In the end, buying a house is buying a house. We use some different terms here, a couple different procedures, especially near the end of closing in Washington than you may do in other states. But in the end, most of it's the same. So wherever you're listening, I think you will find this podcast helpful and relevant. And I've gotten a lot of feedback from listeners across the nation, and they seem to pretty much, find it helpful. This podcast started off about a year ago, just as a way. I wanted something to hand out to people at open houses, right? And I thought, you know what? What if I put my ebook in audio form, and I did that, and then I can do some more episodes. And it's exploded. After a few months, people, I had no idea how much across the nation that people could use this help, that it's hard to find. Now we got a great rating on iTunes. And if you could please help get that even higher, if you could go to Apple Podcast and give us a 5-star rating, if you like the show. And hey, honestly, even if you don't, give it a 5-star rating, but be honest. Just if you like the show, give us a 5-star rating. And if you could leave a review, like actually write something in there, that helps us tremendously rise in the rankings and help other home buyers such as yourself. And it helps in the end, help supporting this show. If you are in need, if you're looking to buy a home and you do not have an agent yet, I can also help you out with that. I have a network of real estate agents that are all over the nation that I can find someone in most areas. I can actually find somebody and a good agent that you might be able to use. So go ahead and email me at Silas, that's S-I-L-A-S, at SilasGetsReal, as in real estate, .com. Let me know what city you're from and if you'd like to get connected with an agent out there. And you know, not looking to replace someone that you're working with or anything, but if you actually have a need for an agent and you want to get someone, you want to get connected with someone that you know another professional finds to be really good, and not only good, but ethical, and someone that I've looked into to make sure I think that they're actually a good person and are going to serve the needs of the people I represent, because it's in some ways it represents my show, and I don't want to mess with that. And then finally, if you're in Seattle area, hey, just call me. I want to anywhere in the Seattle area, Bellevue, Tacoma, Marysville, wherever, let me know. I'd love to help you out in buying your home. But also, if you do want to get, as I mentioned, I have a ebook that has the first 10 episodes. The first 10 episodes of this podcast are basically a step-by-step on how to buy a home. If you want that in a form that you can read, I have an ebook. Just again, email me at silas@silasgetsreal.com, and I'll shoot you over a copy of that ebook. And then you have a little guide that you can reference whenever without listening to me. But anyway, today's episode, episode 29, it was actually a requested episode by a listener. They wanted me to go over this. The title for the episode is, does type of loan matter, or does loan type matter? It's going to be one of those, the myths versus realities. Now, I wanted to just touch on this briefly because sometimes people think a loan is a loan, right? And It is and it isn't, but it's unfortunately a lot of it's about perception and about the listing agent. They can get in the way. So there's several loan types, right? We have conventional loans, which is the standard. That's the standard loan. It's the one you have to qualify the best. It has the highest standards for qualifying a conventional loan. You have FHA loans, which usually are lower down payment needed. You can sometimes get those because your credit wasn't as perfect, shall we say? And then that as a conventional doesn't require it to be perfect, but it can be more flawed in FHA. Or if you only have 3.5% to put down, you can use that. There are some 3% conventional, but I don't even want to talk about those. Okay. Usually it's FHA. And then there's VA loans, which are veteran assistant loans, which, if you're a veteran, you probably know about the benefits. If you are a veteran and don't know, you need to call the Veteran Affairs Department and find out everything you can about that. It's a way for you to buy with nothing down. There's USDA loans, which are more for rural areas. And this doesn't even count down payment assistance loans. That's a whole nother ballgame. But the loan types, and here's why they matter. And also, if you're getting down payment assistance, you can be getting a conventional loan. And the person who you're buying from doesn't even have to know, depending on your state, that you're getting down payment assistance. Mm-hmm. That's a hot topic. And there's also FHA down payment assistance. And then there's bank loans. They have their own weird programs. Now, a conventional loan will usually beat out other loans. And here's why. And it's stupid. It makes me mad sometimes because it comes from listing agents sharing info that's out of date or unwanted. Conventional loans, usually you need a 5% down minimum. And then there's different areas at 10%, 15%, 20% down. A 20% down conventional loan is probably the most sought after home because it's sought after offer, I guess, from the seller's point of view, because it shows that you have money. You probably have a bit more. They think you have some leeway, that you might have extra money in case there's a problem, that you won't back out. You're less likely to back out because of the dishwasher doesn't work, right? Because you're not counting every penny, where they feel like the others may be. Conventional also has a less of a standard for what can be wrong with the house and it be okay. FHA has some particular things for safety or other things about the house, that like paint, there can't be any strip paint, that kind of thing. It just has to get covered. There's little things they can call out or they do more often on an FHA loan. That because they don't want you ideas that you don't have to walk in and have a bunch of work to do is the idea. Now, part of you might be wondering, well, why don't want to buy a house with a bunch of issues? And like, yeah, I mean, look, every house has little issues, right? And a house should be in a shape that you don't need to do anything, no matter what loan you're trying to do, unless you're getting something to try to flip, right? Now, in one of the issues, yeah, so that's a perception that people have. Now, VA loans require the least. You can avoid closing costs. You don't have to have a down payment. Like, it's the best. It's great for the buyer, and it's great. It's for veterans. It's for people who've served this country. And it drives me absolutely nuts that I'll see people with American flags waving in the front yard, and then the house is not available for a VA loan. Now, sometimes when I first started, I was like, oh, is this because something's wrong with it? It won't pass the inspections that they'll send out, or there'll be a problem. There'll be things that need to be fixed. But some of these houses are just great. They're in great shape. But they are told that, oh, no, the appraisals take really long. They used to. They used to, like, 15 years ago, they took longer than other ones. And in some states, they have to have termite inspections. We don't, it's not required here. There's not, I'm in Seattle. It's barely termites. So we don't really worry about that. But some states, I know they require that, and it has to be paid by the seller, technically. I believe that's, I'm not in California, but that's what I heard. It's, you know, but it's a shame they close, you know, everything's backed up now. So they close about the same time as any other. The appraisal is just as good. And every lender I've talked to that deals with them are like, no, it's great. It's a great loan. So I hate that there's this perception that they are not as good of a loan. So when they are, they're just doing good things to help people, help veterans or veterans' families get into a home. And, you know, should give back. So I always tell my people listing a home with me, I'm like, you know, try to open up to whatever loan it is. Like, in the end of the day, it should be the money that you're getting in the end. Now, cash, I totally understand why someone will take cash. But episode's not about that. This is about loans. So those are the major loans that we deal with. There's USDA, I've barely ever dealt with because that's rural areas, but they offer good, you know, some good rates, lower debt to income ratio is better and such. So if you're in an area and you can do those, terrific, do that. And I will say, like, I'm in the competitive market of Seattle, so for a long time we were just seeing conventional loans and that was it. And it's, so it's all about what you qualify for. And sometimes if you have to switch, that can happen. You know, ideally you're pre-approved and then there's a hiccup and you need to switch to FHA. I've been in that case, and it has to, and the seller has to go along with it and be willing. So there's always little things that'll come up. But yeah, I mean, those, it's more of a perception. In the end of the day, the money is the money. But so if you can go with that conventional loan. Now, this is a strategy portion of this. If you are an FHA loan, you need to know that you have a disadvantage against conventional loans. Okay. Now, but what if there's a good agent and they know there's not much of a difference, even though the seller might think there are? Now, this is where you want to play on the person's greed. Okay, you're an FHA loan, so understand you're at a disadvantage. You might need to make a higher offer than you should. You might need to start in a little more, right? So let's say, and it has to be worth it for them to take what they perceive as this chance. So let's say the home was for sale for $400,000. If you're an FHA and you think there's someone else coming in at list price, right? They're going to come in at $400,000, but they have a conventional loan. I just feel it in my bones. You would want to do like $5,000 over, or do an escalation clause, put it in there. Say that you'll do $405,000. And I always say $5,000 because that's what gets people's attention and it gets them more to take risks. It's when you're selling a home, $1,000, you know, there's taxes and fees and your FHA over conventional, that's not, and for $1,000, I'm not going to take that chance. They might call something out that has to get fixed and that's going to cost me $1,000. But it is hard to turn down $5,000, you know? So, and for you, that's probably raising the price. Don't quote me on this, but like I've seen it, like we're $5,000, that raises the monthly cost about $36 a month ish. Really depends. Or is this a house you'd give up for an extra $36 because you don't want to pay $36 more a month? Come on. Think about it. So just know if you're going in a multiple offer situation, probably with a FHA, you may have to sweeten the deal for them. Go $10,000 over. As long as it's within the appraisal amount, or, you know, if you can waive something, if there's a contingency in it, you can waive. as a real estate agent, I can't tell you to waive the inspection, but successful people will do that, or they'll get a pre-inspection, before that's that. And for those of you that haven't listened to that episode, pre-inspection is when you, send an inspector before you even put an offer in. So yeah, you pay for an inspection. You're basically paying for the ability to put an offer on the house, but it might give you an ease. So then you can feel like in our state, we have a form that says conducted a pre-inspection, so I'm waiving my inspection period for this. So that way you still get the comfort of, I did look at this, and so I know what's wrong with it. So I'm willing to do that. Now talk to the inspector to see whether it's a full detailed inspection or not. And if you're on a program that may require an inspection, so you're going to have to do one anyway. So, and you'll need a receipt and everything. So yeah. Now, so it can be costly if you miss out on a few houses, you know, like you do four or five different homes and you're doing pre-inspections for each one and then you're not getting the home. That can be pretty frustrating. I get it, but that's how you win the house. And that's what I'm here to tell you to do. Same thing if you're a conventional and at 5%, sweeten it somehow. Give higher earnest money. There's lots of things you can do. I think the reality is, though, that the loans are loans, and they're going to get the money in the end. So you just have to sway them with other means, whether that's letters, which may not be shown, or anything else. Do it. Okay, so that's the difference between these loans. I think that's enough time on this. Honestly, but it was a good question. What the difference between the loans are, and really, it's just amounts and what fits your credit best. And always ask your lender, is this the best loan I can get? They know which loans are the best. Ask them if this is the right. Oh, and then, by the way, this is a reason why some people who are eligible for VA loans will just use a conventional loan because they have the money anyway. You don't have to use a VA loan. You can just use a loan, a regular loan. Yeah. So that's the program, folks. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate you and everything that you do listening to this. I appreciate those 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts. I appreciate you sending me email at silas@silasgetsreal.com if you want to be referred to a partner agent in your area. And also, I'm more than happy to send you that ebook that I talked about in the beginning. But either way, I hope you and your family are staying safe in this crazy time. Thank you for making this podcast stand out above others. Happy home buying.